Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to yet another fantabulous episode of the Fluid Talks podcast, where we talk tech and stuff with me, Michael.
And I, Veda.
And I, Gloria, aka Gigi, aka Kohosi.
Kohosi, excellent.
The queen.
The queen.
The queen.
you're a clown, Tony, but it's all good. It's all good. How have you people been? Keeping well?
Yeah, can't complain, you know what I'm saying?
Can't complain, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? We got a new president, you know what I'm saying?
Hi.
You know?
Hi. And a new king.
Yeah, sure.
No.
He's
no
beyond
new
my jurisdiction. He's not my king.
My king.
Is this your king?
No.
Is this your king? Anyway. Hi. See, you're good?
Yes, I am.
Most excellent. You have the three of you been struggling as much as I have with our social media content?
Wow. Let me just tell you, I do not know how to post on some of these sites.
Yeah, but you see, at least you know about some. I know about none, zero. Like I'm like Bambi on ice or something.
Acha tu nikuulize.
Yes.
Kwani unaishi nchi gani? Do you live under a rock?
I do, and the rock was comfortable. You know, it was fantastic. You know, I'd made my home there. It was nice and warm. I enjoyed it. And then Tony happened.
Then what happened?
And then Tony happened. Anyway,
do not blame Tony for your misgivings.
No. This is not misgivings. Anyway, it's been a good week. And you shall be seeing a lot more activity from us on social media. And this is probably the only time I'll say this going forward. But you know, make some noise as much as you can. Follow, share, etc. At @fluid_talks on Twitter. Tony, you say Instagram.
Same. Our handles are pretty much the same across the board, besides TikTok.
Yeah, it's just Fluid Talks.
No underscore between Fluid and Talks.
All right, and there you have it. So you know. Hit us up, etc. And that's it. If I ever make mention of social media after this guy behind the mic, just edit it out. Thanks. If any one of them does the same, just edit it out. Excellent. Anyway, you guys have news today?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And my news is very, very, very newsworthy and relevant.
Hi.
To the precursor of this conversation, that is social media.
Okay.
So, you all know Canva?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the name Canva has appeared a lot in our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We love the product, and it's a centerpiece on our design entity. Mm-hmm. But Canva is going to be moving beyond graphic design to launch a visual work suite. So, picture, like anything around showing design. So this is like PowerPoint. This is like, you know, all those things that become supporting tools to show design to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Is where Canva is thinking of venturing into, because they're known for their very user-friendly like design. Like literally anyone can create an account on Canva and start creating amazing content with it. So borrowing from the same philosophy, they're going to be venturing more into this visual work suite. So looking forward to what they can do.
Hi. Excellent. Most excellent. Anything from your side?
On to the other social media platform, we have Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And the shareholders approved the $44 billion Musk deal.
So it's back in play?
Yes.
Until Elon Musk.
There's been a lot of like FCC, like not FCC only, but like a lot of court rulings around Twitter and Meta and stuff. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard that or not.
Well, I know that Elon Musk has been Elon Musk about this whole thing and whatnot. Meta, I haven't heard so much about this lately in news, but
yeah, that might it's be it's basically around. You remember, I think it was Nancy Pelosi who started this movement of splitting big tech into like individual companies. So I think Meta right now, sorry, is in court around splitting Facebook and Instagram. They, of course, they don't want to do it. So they're basically buying a lot of time and like basically boycotting the whole thing so that they or something like that. Don't take my word for it. Disclaimer. Go read for yourself to get the actual information. But yes, there's something like that also going on in the social things.
All right. It seems like socials is just the theme of today's news, today's podcast, today's whatever, because the struggle is real. So
I see what you did there.
Instagram knows it has a Reels problem. Anyway, that's the headline of
but nicely done.
That's the heading of this article, and it's showing it's essentially talking about an internal Instagram report that internal Meta document. So off the document that So compared to 197.8 million hours users spend on TikTok a day, first of all, those are obscene numbers.
Yep.
Instagram users are spending 17.6 million hours watching Reels.
Wait. How many hours?
Huh? Oh, so now the numbers hit you, yes. So TikTok, 197.8 million hours a day.
197.
A day. Instagram, 17.6 million hours.
That's a huge difference, Reels. Though.
Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting. Of course, Instagram have denied or said that this was, what was the word? It was a moment in time snapshot rather than, and it's outdated and, you know, interesting read if you're interested in that sort of thing. But, oh, sorry, do you guys have any other news? No?
I do have one
news. Excellent.
This is to do with the crypto space. Do you remember Luna?
You just ruined the social media theme. But go
sorry,
on.
Yeah, it's fine. Just Luna, and the crash and everything. Do you know? Does this name ring something to you? Dokwon.
No,
I'm probably not doing justice to that Korean name. But Do was basically like the founder or co-founder of Luna, the project Luna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, South Korea issues an arrest warrant for him.
You know, it's interesting how so many of these big tech guys in South Korea are in so much trouble legally. Yeah. Like Samsung's the heir, I think, was recently pardoned or something.
What did he do?
I honestly don't remember enough about it to say. So just look it up. Like, that's interesting.
Yeah, so him and six other people have arrest warrants, and apparently one of the homes of the
six
members or of the six, I think, was raided by angry protesters. They raided the home and I think the office also, the Terraform Labs office. So in short, don't build scams, people.
Yeah, don't build scams. If nothing else, do not build scams.
Don't scam people.
Yes. In the famous slogan, don't be evil. Anyway, we have an interesting subject for us today, do we not?
Yes, we do.
And as hinted at before, it's all about
social media.
Indeed. And today we have a surprise for us. We actually have co-host C taking us through this episode.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Or did I misspeak? Is it actually Veda who's taking us through this episode? Anyway, take us away. What is it about social media that got you thinking? Like, what is it about this episode that got you thinking?
First off, when Tony came to us and he was like, "You guys, we need to be active on these platforms."
Mm-hmm.
Now I do not know how to use some of these platforms.
Yeah, I understand that struggle completely. Tony?
What?
Some of them I don't even have an account.
All of them, I don't have an account. You see, at least you have some accounts. At least you have some. I'm trying to navigate Twitter.
Even the ones that I have accounts, I don't know how to use them. Some of them.
Some. Like I said, it's at least you know, you have some knowledge.
Yet there are some people out there who are earning, they're making money out of them.
Yeah, that's, it really is an interesting thing, isn't it? Like, and it's a fairly, should I say recent phenomenon? I don't know.
Through social media.
Earning a living through social media.
Yeah, okay, depends on your, because you know, time is relative sometimes.
Time is relative.
It right? is relative.
So, what do you mean by most recent? Like 10 years, 5 I mean years, 2 years?
Relatively recent. I mean, it's, okay, maybe it's blown up within the past five to 10 years, I'd say. But even then, although even social media itself is not all that old relative to like computing as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Although it really does depend. Anyway, no, let's not get too technical. I apologize for digressing and getting too technical. Carry on.
So it started with Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it MySpace?
See, now that's where things get interesting, because what do you really consider to be social media?
Platforms that try to connect people, and people can think of it like, and this is very interesting. I'm trying to do like a 5-year-old explanation of like mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. social media is. Mm-hmm. It's basically a place where people go to engage together through sharing of information.
Right. So now our very good number C has talked of Facebook and MySpace. And yes, those were probably the early definitions of what one might consider social media by the general thing that we consider to be social media. But what about like chat rooms? That were the precursor to these things. Would those count as social media platforms?
I mean, yeah, chat rooms would be, I think personally I would consider chat room as, or rather like the idea behind a chat room
mm-hmm.
is not so far off behind like what social media is. It's just ease of use, because mm-hmm. you know, like for chat rooms where they started, you needed to have like some sort of special software or command that you run, and or you're entering a certain portal. Like it felt, you know, like the technical hurdle for chat rooms at the time were pretty high.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Until, you know, we got good UI and fast internet and fast many things, and boom, social media became a thing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
So then, shall we go with MySpace as probably early era social media?
Yeah.
Okay. And MySpace. When was MySpace? When was MySpace started? Let's see. Yes, we remember the logo.
We do remember the logo.
We do, guy behind the mic. We do remember the MySpace logo. So MySpace, it launched in 2003, that feels fairly recent.
2003?
Yeah.
It's not so far away. But in internet years, that's very far away.
It is. That is very far away. Okay, let's work with 2003 as the inflection point for social media.
Okay.
Go. Social media is not. Wow, there are some of our listeners who are older than MySpace. Okay, there are some who are also young, who might be younger than MySpace, but.
Let me tell you, there's a cousin of mine who is the same age as MySpace.
Yeah, that puts things into perspective.
Perspective. So 2003, let's see. 2003, you've gone through childhood, you've gone through... you've gone through the rebellious teenage phase. As a point of interest, we're probably at the rebellious teenage phase in social media. Anyway, back to social media influencers or influencing or earning a living.
Before earning a living, did you guys happen to have MySpace accounts?
Yes.
Not me.
Yes. I did.
You did?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Is that the reason as to why you have social media trauma?
No. Not at all. I don't even remember deactivating the account, so it might still be active. Huh, isn't that interesting? That's the one social media account that I have. Isn't that my... Anyway, yes, I have MySpace account.
Okay, so after MySpace, Facebook checks in.
Mm-hmm.
People start posting.
Mm-hmm.
Some posts start selling.
Mm-hmm.
After Facebook, Twitter checks in 2006.
Mm-hmm. Twitter is 2006.
2004.
Yeah. You know the story of Twitter?
I just setting up my Twitter. Jack Dorsey's first tweet.
Yeah, but that's not the story.
Bro, that's the only story you need. That's the only story you need.
Touché.
Okay. So, Twitter checks in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
Kenyans on Twitter are mean.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
Twitter is generally a very toxic place. There's Twitter audience is a very different audience from any other platform. It's like Discord audience is very different from any other space.
Okay.
But to me, it's interesting how Twitter has taken shape today, because, you know, it was meant to be like a news, instant news sort of like sharing platform where, oh my God, like this has happened, boom, share, then it has happened, and then like, oh my God, the president is signing, or there is an inauguration happening, people mm-hmm. in Kasarani, you know, such kind. But today, it's a whole different monster.
And part of that is because of the need to monetize, the need to be relevant, the need to make money off socials. And I don't know, like it feels like a difficult thing. Honestly, like I don't know if I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know if I'm wrong. I know I'm right because of the number of YouTube videos I've seen on how, I'm taking a break. Oh, this thing is tiring me out. So why do people do it?
Some it's for the love of it.
Mm-hmm.
Others is they don't want the 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Others is an addiction.
On that addiction point, there was an excellent DW documentary I saw recently called Happy, The Dictatorship of Happiness on Social Media. Hold on. Yeah, on social media. Interesting documentary. But I digress. Back to the subject at hand.
And then we have LinkedIn
mm-hmm.
after Twitter, still mm-hmm. 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys use LinkedIn then? Or where were you in 2006 then?
I don't use LinkedIn now. So, you know, that answers your question.
Fair enough. And then we have YouTube in 2007.
I don't know why YouTube feels older than that.
You know, it's YouTube, I think, YouTube... Arguably, and I stand to be corrected, but arguably YouTube has probably played the biggest role in this whole influencer craze.
Mm-hmm.
Because once Google took ownership of YouTube, it felt like there was a shift in what YouTube should be,
can be.
And because of that, and I guess the shift in focus. Because, you know, YouTube, I mean, have you seen early YouTube videos?
Yeah.
Early YouTube videos are glorious, like, you know. But it's a completely different
ball game
to what YouTube is now. Like, it's, you know, you've got all these channels and churning out content and the algorithm and whatnot, but YouTube then was a...
How does the YouTube algorithm even work?
Nobody knows.
It's definitely, like, based on my very shallow knowledge, it's definitely changed over time. You know, at the beginning, it was all about, like, let's say, how many views, you know, it was about how many likes, you know, it was about how many dislikes, it was about how many comments, it was about the engagement, it was about the drop rate, it was about the, you know, like a lot of variables on YouTube, right? There's actually a fantastic book that has launched recently. I'm forgetting the name of the book, but I think it goes something like comment, share, subscribe. I think that's the name of the book or something like that. That goes and does a fantastic deep dive on the workings of YouTube or the YouTube algorithm, which is a monstrous algorithm. Because, you know, YouTube is the second largest search engine.
Wow. I did not know that.
Had not thought about it that way. Like, it's one of those things that you don't think about until you're like, actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, it's the algorithm is always changing, and it's a beauty, if you ask me.
It's a beaut.
It's a beaut.
Excellent. Excellent.
And then now in 2010, we have Instagram.
Ingastrum.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Instagram?
I guess the same as about any social media platform. Honestly, like, I'm the worst person to ask about social media because, like, it's just anyway. Yeah, let me not go there. It'll be a whole episode on its own.
On Instagram, I believe, among the first 1,000 people to join Instagram when it launched. I can firmly say this because I remember I was still in high school, yeah? And I was scrolling through the app store. I was actually looking for a filter app. Yes. This is when like, smartphones were very new, you know, people are getting, like, I don't even think 8 megapixels was a thing yet, like, on a camera, right? Mm-hmm. So you're trying to take a picture and you're trying to for it to look saturated and, you know, just look cool, you know what I mean? And then I look at Instagram, like, what is this thing? What is this thing? That's when they had the fantastic retro logo and, you know, the blue with the white outline. It was just nice. And I was like, oh, so I can take a photo and I can share. It was cool. I was sold.
And under different circumstances, Tony would be an influencer right now.
He would.
Bro, you'd have been a rich guy. Now, but look.
Yeah.
See your life.
Did the account. I posted, I think, one photo and I forgot about it. I was like, cool filters. Yeah, nice. And then boom. So what I'm trying to say is, as an OG Instagrammer, go to my Instagram link in description. But yeah, I think the roots of Instagram were very pure and very nice. Like, it was all about sharing moments. And it's beautiful to want to share. It's in us, human nature, to want to share our experiences and our moments. But the Instagram of today is a whole different monster, right? It's with the birth of all these other different social medias, we have, like, a fight for attention. So today, the same Instagram, like, Instagram has morphed. It's not the same what it was when it started.
I think we have more influencers on Instagram than these other platforms, than, like, TikTok. Well, TikTok is recent.
I'm about to hit.
Go ahead.
You know, if you're a social media, if you're an Instagram person, I'm sorry. But is the reason why Instagram has many more, I mean, of course, stats could prove us otherwise, but has more influencers or tends to have more influencers, is it because of the thirst trap photos that people post on Instagram, do you think? I know I'm hating, but I don't know. Am I hating, or is there some truth to the statement, Tony?
Like, Instagram is what it is because of thirst traps?
Ah, hi.
There you have your answer.
So you're saying, like, social media influencing is all about thirst trapping?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I mean, Tony.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying then?
What I'm saying is,
mm-hmm.
social media became a lie. And it sold a lie. Mm-hmm. And now I think people are realizing that it's all been a lie.
Unfortunately, it's a lie.
Yes. And like you mentioned, that's why you're finding a lot of people were saying, I need a break from X. They need to detox. Do you know nowadays there's actually something called social media detox?
Mm.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's the same way you have rehabilitation centers for social media addiction. Yeah. Yeah, like you can check into, depending on whether they try to make me go to rehab. Anyway, not the late Amy Winehouse. No, but you can check in and be treated for social media addiction. It's a thing.
So yeah, me no surprise, bueno.
Wow.
But then with all this going on, like, where does that leave? Because you know, you've talked about, you've taken us through the social media life cycle and how some of these things came to being, but and we've already touched on how fairly recent a phenomenon influencing is, or content creation is. Where does this all leave content creators?
I actually support content creators, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they've changed the game to whereby we have, or rather Instagram has, so much coverage and so many users at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And those are people who could be potential customers, okay? So why not try and sell them something if I have a certain mass following? I don't think there's anything bad with that at all, right? My problem checks in when it's not genuine, or when it's a scam, or when you're trying to deceive people to enrich yourself, right? Because content creation is hard. Like, I mad respect to content creators, and I'm sure we'll find out in this journey of content creation.
Wait, why are you looking at me like that?
No, I was just
look at guy behind the mic. Don't look at me.
No. Some people need to hear this more than others.
you're leaving Twitter in my hands. You wait.
Is that a threat?
Read into it what you will.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I personally don't have a problem with content creators trying to monetize their platform, or their following, rather. Do you seem like you do have a problem with that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. I'm just trying to figure out what to tweet. Honestly, Tony. Honestly, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's working, guys. He's already in the system.
That's what I'm trying
if
to
he, I am here talking to him, and all he can think about is the next tweet. You're in. You're hooked. You've been what? 5 minutes? 5 minutes in and you're hooked. Ah, this is lovely.
Wow. I'm just hoping we won't get to that stage where we have to take him to rehab.
No, I think he could use rehab for other reasons, but...
What reasons? Tony, what reasons? Nonsense.
Meet me in private and I'll side chat you on that front. Host C, what are your thoughts, like, on this whole social media monetization and stuff like that?
Are people justified to charge the rates they are charging at the moment?
Ooh, you've brought an interesting angle.
No, I think they are, because they are a business. Mm-hmm. The question becomes, before celebrities, if a traditional sense of a celebrity is changing, right? And I feel people like you who are struggling with saying, are you worth that much, is because you're hooked to the traditional celebrity mindset, right?
Mm.
If give me a celebrity, if Angelina Jolie was charging whatever it is that you saw, would you have a problem with it?
No.
So, and probably this influencer you're looking at has a way larger reach than Angelina Jolie. So why do you think her value in her reach is less to that of Angelina Jolie?
Because sometimes that reach is acquired because of posting thirst trap photos, while Angelina Jolie has shown remarkable talent across different. I mean, of course, there's probably been thirst trapping at some point, but you know, it's more than that. My two cents.
No, but that's a small subset of people. And if let's say I'm a thirst trap influencer, right? Let's say I'm a thirst trap influencer, right? And I have a very huge following.
Uh-huh.
It means whomever is coming to watch, right, is interested in either
your
my content, one or another, be it the clothes that I'm wearing, if any.
Or lack of,
exactly. Or there must be something that's bringing them to them. And if I can identify what that is, what's wrong about me trying to sell it back to them so that they can feel just as beautiful as I do?
Why are you looking at me? Bro, I was just raising an argument point for the sake of...
No, I'm saying the same thing. What is value? Define value.
Value is an interesting thing to... Value depends on who you ask. For some people, all publicity is good publicity, mm-hmm. while some individuals only would like good publicity. So it depends on the value. It depends on how
publicity
you define...
Publicity is publicity.
Publicity is publicity. But for some people, bad publicity is not good publicity. For other people, bad publicity is fantastic publicity.
And?
What do you mean?
For the punchline.
No, there is no punchline. I'm just saying it depends on what you consider to be value. Hence the...
So me as a business or whomever is trying to attain the services.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, in that sense, yes, value is relative. But... And I also think it needs to align with your mission. Is my mission to get my product in front of as many people as possible without necessarily converting? Why not? Has value to me. So you post whatever it is with your thirst trap as long as my product is there. But then the flip side is now your product is associated with thirst trap. Is that enough value for you? That's up to you to decide.
Well said, yeah.
Kumbe, you can talk philosophy when you want. Eh?
Me?
Kumbe, you can talk philosophy when you want. Interesting.
Thank you.
Interesting. Where were we in the conversation before I digressed, before I took us off the road?
Are they justified to charge what they're charging?
That's where we were at. Yeah, now I've remembered it. You can continue. I just wanted to remember. Bro, my memory is horrible.
Amma, you're just thinking about the next tweet.
No. My memory is horrible. Like, even in day-to-day things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. No. Now that I've remembered where we were, we can continue. I just needed that context.
My thoughts are, as long as... Let's take, for example, Aziad. She blew up when? COVID.
That's what people lead me to believe, yes. I would not know otherwise, but that's what people informed me.
Yes. During COVID time, everybody's at home on their phone and doing challenges. So she blew up then. So brands see this, and then they come and say, so she gains a following because people, like, they're seeing what they're saying. brands come in, they say, can you sell this? And then now they just partner with you like that. Mm-hmm. So any ordinary person, as long as they have a large following, that's when brands come to them.
Interesting take on things.
Say that again. Anybody
can sell.
Anybody who has what?
A large following.
Can sell.
Brands are approached by brands.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not. But I think there's a flip side to it. What are they selling?
Who? What is the brand selling, or what is the influencer selling?
What is the influencer selling?
The influencer selling is selling access.
That's an interesting point.
They're selling access, or they are selling access.
It's good to be looking in on an argument rather than being involved in it.
Uh-huh.
Access and reach.
Yeah.
Yes.
So as long as you have a mass following, you get to sell to a mass number of people.
Social media is the new form of commercials, is the new form of advertisements. The reason why businesses went to televisions and radios was because they had a larger reach than they did. You reach more people from one place.
Do you know how much a billboard costs?
200,000 Kenya shillings.
And supposed to be up for how many days?
3 months.
Yeah.
I think, or 2 weeks. Depends on which company.
And then you have Azad, who you're paying 200, and she reaches a larger number of people because a billboard, you'll see when you're in traffic.
Exactly. The billboard is confined to a physical space.
Mm. So for those hating on social media influencers, you can reach a large number, a large mass of people, and sell.
The guy behind the mic can take this no more. He itches. Stands and he can't stand no more.
No, let me tell you, I agree.
Sorry.
I agree with everything you guys have said.
But. Ox.
You know, if you have a way of making money, and it's, you know, this is something the left likes to say, if it's not hurting anyone.
An honest living.
You know, yeah, just do your thing. But I don't know if you guys have heard the saying, for tough times create tough people, tough people create easy times create less tough people, weak guys create tough times, and then the cycle goes on. So I personally believe that we are at the easy times create weak people or less tough people. And social media.
Here comes the zinger.
Yes.
An enabler.
A very big one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last push over the edge, I feel. It's just creating. It's creating a society that I would not like to be part of. If I had a choice. I don't have a choice. This is Earth.
Which is? What is that society? Paint the picture.
I paint the picture. It's a picture where you'd find teenage boys and girls, mostly girls. I was reading, this topic is so timely because yesterday I was watching a short documentary on Instagram. They found that teenage girls are the ones who are likely to be depressed and kill themselves because of the pressure of social media. What pressure?
The lie.
Yes. So
the lie, the bullying,
yes,
the incessant search for attention that's not coming your way, the all that carry on.
But of course, one would argue that it goes a layer deeper, because why are these people so unhappy with their lives and with themselves for them to see someone constantly having a good time on social media and feeling that pressure and be like, oh no, life, you know how the cycle goes, you know. This is a point I brought up before the podcast started. I'm still answering your question on there. I'm painting the picture. there is a long-term effect that quick money has on a people. I believe that making money these days through influencing on social media is too easy. It's too, I'm not an influencer, right? I don't have that money. But if you look at the individual who, we go back to the whole value thing, who creates a product, a proper product, with real value.
Soap.
Soap. Sabuni.
Yeah, it's a product with real value.
And that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. It actually does something. Yes. It cleans.
Mm-hmm.
The struggle of all that, of setting up a company, knowing how to market, selling, dealing with taxes, all that teaches you something about business, especially in this country and abroad. For example, if your product is going abroad. Compare this to an individual who does the bare minimum on this thing called social media and makes the same amount of money this guy has made over the years.
I tend to disagree. I think there is a lot of work that goes into social media. Like I said, I think content creation is not as easy as it looks. And it's only until you start... So here's the difference between like your average influencer and influencers who influence. Because not all influencers influence.
I agree.
Is they think of it as a business. They think of it like, I'm trying to build the best soap in the industry. And for me to make the best soap in the industry, I have to understand my market.
Mm-hmm.
My market in this case, it's the type of followers that I'm getting. Mm-hmm. What type of engagement am I getting from my followers, right? Mm-hmm. What are they interested? If I post wearing yellow and I post wearing black and I do the comparison analysis, like there's a lot of analytical and decision-based processes that go before every single post goes up.
I agree.
These people have managers who are managing the content, you know? These people have to be up to date with whatever is going. So, yes, it's not your traditional way of making money, right? They're not covered in oil, in chemicals, in whatever it is, right? It's just the way to make money has changed and the internet has changed that, right? So I think there's a bit of unfairness in saying it doesn't teach you something, especially if you're an influencer who influences.
Give me that ratio. Give me the ratio of influencers who influence to what that was, what have you said, the other one? To influencers who just do the bare minimum.
Right.
Give me that ratio.
I do not have the numbers, but if you just check generally,
yes,
it's a very small subset of influencers, macro influencers, let me call them macro influencers, right? Who actually convert for businesses, right? And that's why you find most businesses end up using the same influencer, right? Like you'll find Coca-Cola is using the same influencer, you'll find Microsoft is using the same influencer, you'll find that Yada Yada is using the same influencer. There's a reason for that. It's because this influencer has a track record, not only of how many followers they have, but in actually getting their users to convert.
I agree, but those are the fewer ones in the game.
Yes, but it's
but
the same
majority.
Way
that's what I'm complaining about, the majority
of the influencers.
Yes,
it's fine. There's a majority of soap makers that don't make it. It's fine. It's just capitalism. It's the business.
There's a majority of people who want to be soap makers but are not willing to sit down and understand the process of making soap.
Yes.
So they will go and take someone else's soap and just rebrand.
Yeah.
Just put their sticker. So what does that do to the guy who actually made the soap? To the influencers who actually make. So those are the ones who companies look for all the time. And I'm like, yeah, you earned it. For this other guy who just, you change stickers. I'm like, no, listen. It's legal. You can do it. It's fine. You still make your money. It's cool. But I foresee a long-term negative effect.
No, I do get that certain aspects of social media support copycat culture, right? And the easy way to make a buck. But I think eventually they filter themselves out.
All right, I'm done. Thank you.
I'm going to say that this conversation actually made me think about another field that has excesses, at least one that I know of, that's football. You have a number of really talented players, who, you know, the cream of the crop, arise to the top. Anyway, who really work at it, but then you've got others who, to quote Spider-Man 2, Tobey Maguire, brilliant but lazy, talented individuals who show that talent, but at some point they just coast. But just an interesting digression here.
Say I.
You. Mm-hmm. You.
If the big question is making money out of social media a bad thing? For me, the answer is no.
Guy behind the mics is agreed. His answer is also no.
But there's a but, of course.
Ox. What?
It's the connotation of the of course.
No, there is no connotation. This is just of course. Anyway. Guy behind the mic is itching to say something. What question? Okay, so guy behind the mic asks if we could take social media now, would we amp it up and, you know, make it times whatever, or would we tone it down somewhat? My answer is I don't think it's possible to do much to social media because humans are daft, like we're stupid. All these things, like, no. Honestly, I firmly believe that we are really daft creatures, and social media just gives us that platform to express our stupidity for all to see. Of course, there's the good stuff, you know, there's the good things, but largely it gives us a platform to express our stupidity, mainly because there's anonymity, a lot of anonymity, et cetera, et cetera. So I wouldn't amp it up because that's just amping up the...
It's adding kerosene to a fire.
Yes, that's my opinion. That's my thoughts on the matter, rather. I think social media is what we make it. Of course, the companies that are in it for profit don't help, but we make it what it is. So if we complain about a social media platform that's toxic, it's not the platform that's toxic. We as humans are toxic.
It's the people that are toxic.
Yeah.
What if the platform intentionally creates tools that make toxicity?
Hence the what I added about the companies that are in it for themselves, you know, making money, etc., etc.
I personally would rebuild social media and make it a bit more, like really tone it down, bare minimums. Have gates, like you can only be on social media for 10 minutes mm-hmm. in a day, for instance, and it locks you out. I'd rebuild, but put certain gates that lower addiction.
So this is for the users.
Yeah.
And limited to 10 minutes per person.
No, that's just an example of like either the user sets themselves
mm-hmm.
or like something interesting I think could be like let your friend set a passcode for you. So you, let's say it's 40 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you send a friend who sets a code and your friend is accountable. For your usage and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like such kind of interesting things that bring accountability and monitoring each other to not get that addiction level. And but then like really strip it down. Like post and forget. No filters, no nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Buddha, friends can mess you up anyway.
Yeah, but
anyway.
Just, I mean, I'm just interested.
Just throwing it out
like
there.
Yeah.
Got it. Would you? What would you do?
I would reduce on the glitz and glam, make it more real, because right now is not as real. It's just what is more glamorous to people is what they're posting. They're not posting what is happening behind the scenes. Yeah, so that's what I would do.
Interesting.
Let us know what you think. And on that note,
FTG out.